You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last night, News Hub broadcast an exclusive interview with the ringleader of the notorious Roastbusters, a group of teens who boasted about having sex with drunk women. Now the ringleader, Joseph Parker, has said he's not the monster he was made out to be and is making amends. But why do we care? Should we care? And what's more, it also appears he is trying to launch a music career at the same time. I spoke to Fiona McNamara, from the Sexual Abuse Prevention Network and started by asking what was her reaction to the story.
I certainly felt a strong sense of hesitancy. Having watched the interview, it's very difficult to imagine any good coming out of this. And I certainly find myself questioning his motivations to do the interview.
Do you think it's something that if you were a victim of this, whether the specific case or just in general, it would be traumatising to see?
Yeah, I think that's an enormous risk of it, and that's my stronger sense of hesitancy towards it. I think there's a huge risk that this can re-traumatise the people who experienced harm at the time. And I also think that it can re-traumatise more broadly in society as well, because Roastbusters was something that affected a lot of people, and a lot of people were left feeling incredibly upset and distressed by what had happened beyond those people who were directly affected.
Yeah, exactly. So what would be the right way to do something like this, or is there a right way to bring this back into public discourse?
I guess when I heard that this had happened and I went to watch it, I had a small part of me that kind of hoped there might be something positive in it. But watching it, I mean, sure, we've only seen half of it so far, but there doesn't really seem to be anything positive that can come out of it. So I think, like, if there had been something in there, if he showed a real genuine sense of remorse and perhaps, you know, showed how he had changed since the time that this had happened, but we don't really see that. He just sort of recounts what happened, and you watch it and think, we know, we heard all of this at the time, and we were upset by it at the time, and we don't need to go through this again.
And even if there was a sense of remorse, is it still, do we care? Do we care that he's remorseful? Is that something that people want to see on the 6 o'clock news?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really fair question. I mean, it seems to me like this is someone who feels they're entitled to a public profile and entitled to fame. I think that if someone does this kind of thing, the best thing to do is to keep a low profile and keep out of the public eye and not put yourself in a place where the people that you've harmed are going to have to